Nesechta Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Hey, three lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Aleph Beis, and the Gemara is in the middle of discussing our Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis of Aleph, which brought down 10 chilukim between Dinim Mamnis and Dinim Nefashis, and the seventh chiluk was Dinim Mamnis Donim B'yayim V'goyim B'layla, and Dinim Nefashis Donim B'yayim V'goyim B'yayim, and Dinim Nefashis must be judged during the day, and the Gemara Din must also be done during the daytime. And our Gemara begins Minari Mili, that what is the Makar for this halacha, and Amar Shimon Bachia, and Shimon Bachia teaches us that the Makar is from a pasuk in Pashas Balak that after Klal Yisrael served Aved Zara and served Baal Pa'ar, so the pasuk tells us Vayyem Hashem Moshe Kachas Kol Rosh Ha'am V'Hoyko Yisrael Hashem Neged Hashemesh V'Yashiv Charein Af Hashem Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to take all the Rosh Ha'am and they should give skila to all the people that were Aved Aved Zara and they served Baal Pa'ar. And as we know that Kol Neskol Nitlin, that anyone that has skila must also be hanged, and the pasuk tells us that you should hang them Neged Hashemesh. And therefore we see that the Gemara Din was B'yayim, and therefore the Skila was also B'yayim. And Rashi on the Pasuk tells us that the word Neged HaShemesh means La'in Kol, and must be done in public, and it could be, this is exactly what the Gemara is teaching us, that since it says Neged HaShemesh, and it has to be La'in Kol, therefore it must be that people were able to see, and the Tliya was done while there was still daylight. And the Gemara continues, Amar Chisto Minayin Lo'hikah She'Tliya, that how do we know the Lashon V'Hikah is referring to hanging? Dechsiv, and as the Pasuk in Shmuel Beis tells us, that because the family of Shaul did not treat the Gevinim properly, so the Gevinim wanted to kill seven sons of Shaul, and they wanted to hang them, and David told them they could do so. And the Pasuk states, Yutin Lanu Shiva Anashim Yibonav V'yikonim L'Hashem B'giv HaShaul B'chir HaShem V'yayim HaMelech Ani Etain. And we continue on Daf Lamed here with Aleph B'ksiv, and a few Pesukim later the Pasuk tells us V'atikach Rizva B'asayah Sasak V'atateu L'al Atzor M'tchilis Kotzir Anitach Mayim Aleim Min HaShemayim V'leinos Na'if HaShemayim L'nuach Leim Yoyimam V'schay that two of the seven children of Shaul that were killed were actually the children of Ritzva Basaya, who was one of the Palakshim of Shaul HaMelech, and because these bodies were hanging from the time of the spring, which was Yimei Kotzer, until the rainy season, which is in Cheshvin, so she spread out a cloth on the ground and she sat on it in order to protect those bodies and make sure that birds would not go on it during the daytime and Chayis would not eat these bodies during the nighttime. And Ayin Rashi at the top of the Amid, Alma Megulin Haya, Lefish and we see that these bodies were Megula, and therefore we see that they were hanged, and the Lashon V'kudon L'Hashem means to be hanged, and therefore we have a raya that when a pasuk and pashas Balak stated V'hoyko Yisrael L'Hashem Neged HaShemesh, it's also referring to hanging. And Rashi is bothered, how can you say that these bodies hang for such a long period of time if the pasuk and pashas Kisete tells us L'Selon V'losa Al-Eitz Ki Kavetuk B'renem B'yayimahu Ki Kilos Elakim Taloi. And Rashi explains Hashanun L'Bi Yivamas that L'maisi Gemara M'sech Yivamas tells us Muta Tiako is Achas Bateya, Viscadishim Shemai Mufasia, Shiua Kol Reina Isan, Vishayim Mativan Shailo, as everyone will see these bodies hanging, and they will ask, why were these punished so severely? People will respond, Halol B'nim Lachemim, that even though these were children of the king, Upash Yadim Begirim Gurim, but since they bothered Gerim, therefore they had this terrible punishment. And the Gemara continues that now that we mentioned the Pasuk and Pashas Balak, so the Gemara goes through this Pasuk, as Ksiv, the Pasuk states, Vayyim Hashem Amesha, Kachas Kol Rosh. And it's mashma that the Rosh Ha'am were the ones that were hanged, and therefore the Gemara asks that even though the people did Averis, Rosh Ha'am Machatu, what did the leaders of the nation do, and why should they be hanged? And the Gemara explains that certainly the leaders were not hanged. And Amar Rabbi Yehuda Rav, Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rav, explains, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Chalek Lahem Batidinim, that you should make multiple Batidinim, and you should split up the Rosh Ha'am in order to make multiple Batidinim. My time, why did they have to make multiple Batidinim? As Elaim Mashum Shein Dan Shnai Be'emechod, as if you're going to tell me that the reason why they did this is because there's halacha that one Bezdin can't judge two people in Misa during one day. However, the Gemara states that can't be pshat, as Rab Chista Leishan Obishte Misais, as Rab Chista explained that the only time we said such halacha is only if we're judging two people for two separate Misais. Our Misach has done in, but if you're judging two people for the same Misa and for the same Avera, then certainly one Bezdin can judge multiple people on one day. And Rashi explains, what's the chiluk if there's two Misais or one Misa? And Rashi explains, because if you're judging two people for two separate Misais, Ein Zu Daim L'Zu V'Tzarech Lumsei Tamil Dereim Kan V'Kan, and therefore it's possible that Bezdin will judge improperly, Hashem Lo Yichpesu K'chol HaTzerech, as maybe they will not delve into Halacha as well as they should, and they will come out with the wrong Psak, Av Misa Achas V'Avera Achas Donin, but if it's by one Misa and the same Avera, then there is no issue for one Bezdin to paskin for multiple people on the same day. And the Gemara explains, El Kadesh Yashuv Chara Nefem Yisrael, that in Chanami, the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to make multiple Batei Dinim is because he wanted to make sure that the Charein Af will leave Klal Yisrael, and at the end of the Pasuk states, V'yashuv Charein Af Hashem Yisrael. And Rashi explains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Roya Shekulam Asukim B'Dava U'mekan L'Chvaydoi, therefore his wrath will leave Klal Yisrael. And Ayin Yad Ramahu explains, Shem Hayu Nudainim Bezen Echad HaYishoyim B'Dava Habe V'kayim Ron D'chol Zman Shoyim Ba'ilam Charein Af Ba'ilam M'fika Chutzuch L'chalak Aleim Bali Dinim K'dei Shigmu Dinim Mehira V'yisalkum In And Shekivin Shestalku Shoyim In Oilam Nistalak Charein Af Min Oilam. And let's see Rashi Dira Maskel Chalik Lehem Bati Dinim, where Rashi explains the Pasuk V'hochi Kama Klach Kol Rashi Am V'chalik Oysam L'Bati Dinim Habe V'yidonu Es Oibar Vera. Certainly the Rashi Am Warn Chayim Misa. And then V'hoiko Isam Esam Chuyavim Mepreshet Sabnu Bal Pa'ara V'oivar Adiz Chav Beskila V'chol In Skol Nitlin Karaminim Ba'ab Misa Is Ayin Sham. And Ayin the Meiru points out that why is the Gemara bothered as to why the Rashi Am would be put to death, as potentially they're being put to death because of the Din of Avis and they should have been Meicha. And Zok the Meiru Aval Pisha Kol Sheyesh B'yad Limcha Is Loi Meicha Nenesh B'dina Shemayim However B'dina Adam Einen Nenesh Im Keim Ma'ar Shinema Kachas Kol Rashi Am V'hoika Isam. And the Gemara's question is that even if they would be chayiv misa b'dei shemayim, but certainly they would not be chayiv skila, and they would not be chayiv tliya, and they're not chayiv misa b'dei adam. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the eighth chiluk between dinim mamonis and dinim nefashos that the Mishnah brought down daf lamed beis amud aleph, and the Mishnah stated dinim mamonis goyim b'bay b'yayim bein l'schus bein l'chayva, and dinim nefashos goyim b'bay b'yayim l'schus u'b'yayim shel achav l'chayva. The Gemara asks, minani mili, that how do we know that by dinim nefashos any gmar din l'chayva has to be done on the next day? And Amrav Chanina, and Rav Chanina explains the Amr Kras, the Pasuk in Yeshaya states, Eicha Heisel Zeyna Kirin Amana, Nula Asi Mishpat, Tzedek Yolimba, Va'atim Ratzchim, that although Yushlayim was once full of Mishpat, Tzedek was Yolin in Yushlayim, however now you're considered like murderers. Rashi explains that although originally Tzedek Yolimba, the Regil Lohi Mitchil Lohol Sadin Kedele Tzadkai, that originally they would do Halon and Sadin, Va'ata Kashain Oisin Kain Harehin Kim Ratzchim, and now that they're not doing so, they are considered like the killing an innocent person. And the Gemara continues, V'rava Amma Mehocha, and Rava says that we actually learned this from a different Pasuk in Yeshaya, which is four Pasukim prior to the previous Pasuk. As the Pasuk states, Limdu Hetev Dirshu Mishpat Ashru Chomets Shiftu Yasai Mivu Amana. And Rava explains, Ashru Dayan Shemechamet Tiz Dinai, that Yeshaya is praising a Dayan that doesn't Pasukim immediately, and he does Halon Sadin. And as Rashi says, Shemechamet Tiz Dinai, Shemeshah Isai, that he waits, Umalinai Kedeloi Tzil Amitai, and the Lashon of Chomets is like the Lashon of Chomets. We know that bread becomes Chomets from waiting and not baking it right away. And the Gemara continues in Es, V'idach, and L'chir, since Rav's Pasuk of Ashru Chomets comes prior to the Pasuk of Rav Chanina, why didn't Rabbi Yemir learn from the same Pasuk as Rav and learn this from Ashru Chomets? And the Gemara explains, as he learns the word Ashru Chomets, V'loi Chomets, and as Rashi explains, Tichzikos in Igzal, V'loi Sagoizel, that the Lashon of Chomets refers to someone that was stolen from. And Rashi explains, based on the Gemara Masechet Baba Kama, that states, Minayin Shneskokon L'Tevei Atchila, that let's say Reuven and Shimon come to Bezin, Reuven is Tevei Shimon, that Shimon borrowed $100 from Reuven, and therefore Shimon owes him $100. Meanwhile, Shimon counterclaims that while it's true that I borrowed $100 from Reuven, but I gave a mashkin to Reuven, and that mashkin was ruined, and therefore Reuven owes me $100, and therefore I don't have to pay him. And as Rashi states, V'zeh Toyin Mashkin Hoy L'Biyotcho V'Neskalkal O'Yovad, then the Skokon Tchila Bezin L'Tfiyas HaTevea Ad Shein Moini B'Yodai, then the halacha is that Bezin would first deal with Reuven's claim against Shimon that Shimon owes him $100. Only once they complete that shayla, the achach niskokin l'din hamashkin, and then they will go and judge as to what the halacha is regarding the mashkin. Lefi zed lashon chometz refers to someone that steals. Gemara continues v'idach hay malesi mishpat may avidle, that according to Rava, what does he do with the pasuk of malesi mishpat? And the Gemara continues and some agers ahumi boyle ki Rabbi Elazar Amar Bitzchak the Amar Elazar Amar Bitzchak called tainis shemalina b'yisat tzedakah ki ilu shefet damim, that if there's a tainis and the people don't give tzedakah to the aniyim on the tainis, they are considered like the shefet damim shenem, and as the pasuk states le'asi mishpat tzedek yalimba v'atim ratzchim. As we know, the Gemara Masechet Brachos on the Vavam Beis teaches us igud tanisa tzedkasa, and Rashi explains shenaisin tzedakah l'erev l'fansim maniim shesanu ayoyim, and as Rashi states in asugya called tainis regilin hoyel b'leil tainis lasa tzedakah v'yoyin aniyim nesuyis l'kach v'milinu nimtzu aniyim re'evim shenashonu al'kach. However, the Gemara states, v'hani migla b'rifta v'tabri, but that is only talking about a case where generally they would give bread or dates to Daniyim, and since Daniyim was soymech on that food in order to break their fast, and they didn't get that, certainly that would cause major harm to Daniyim. However, av bezuzi chiti v'sayri leslimba, but if the town would only give out money or wheat or barley, then that's not an issue. And as Tesis explains in Mesechus Megillah, that they used to give this out right before Mincha on a Tainis, certainly Daniyim wouldn't be soymech to break their fast if they were only getting money or raw materials like wheat and barley. In the Fee Rava, when the Pasuk states Tzedek Yolimba, the word Tzedek refers to Tzedakah, and if you have Tzedek that's Yolimba and that rests overnight and you don't give it to Aniyim, then Ba'atim Ratzchim, then you consider like a Ritzeach. Ayin Ran, who's bothered that Lachir according to Rava, that learned the din of Alonis Hadin from the Pasuk that states Ashur Chomutz, and we learned Ashur Dayin Shemecham and Zazinai, Lachir, how do we know this is only by din of Fashis and not by din of Mamis, and maybe even by din of Mamis, there should be a din of Alonis Hadin? Zakturan, Yeshleim, the Krub and Fashis Mairi, as these Psukim in Yeshaya are speaking about Nefashis, the Chsivil Ilmane, as in Pasuk Tesvav, the Pasuk tells us, Yidechim Domim Moleu, and therefore we see it's talking about the Nefashis, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah that after the Mishnah taught us the Nefashis, going by Miyam Leschus, Ubiyam Shalachal Chayva, so the Mishnah taught us Lefikach, Ain Donin Loiba Erev Shabbos, Loiba Erev Yontiv, and therefore you can't pass the Nefashis on Erev Shabbos or on Erev Yontiv. And Rashi and the Mishnah already explained the Maskonis HaGemara, and Rashi stated, Loiba Erev Shabbos, Shein Yechon Legoimim Lamachim Mishayiv, Shein Mises Bezdin Deich Shabbos, Vil Shoise Yavsha, and you can't wait and kill the person on Sunday. We play Inu Adin, Mishnig Madin, as once is the Gmadin that Reuven is Chayim Misa, then we have to immediately kill him, and we can't wait for another day. And our Gemara will now go through a Shakla V'Tayra in order to get to this point, as the Gemara asks, my timer, what would be the reason why we can't judge someone on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontiv? The Gemara explains, Mishum Delei Efsha, as it's not Shayach B'Metzias, as Hechi Levad, as what would you do, L'dayin B'Mayilu Shabta, V'Ligmur L'dinah B'Mayilu Shabta, if you will judge him on Erev Shabbos, and the Gmadin will also be on Erev Shabbos. But the Gemara explains that that would work if you're going to paskin that this person is innocent, as you could paskin on the same day. However, dilma chazu tam l'chayva ubal u'mevet halonis din. But we know that if we actually are going to paskin that he's guilty, then we have to wait until the next day. Therefore, the Gemara din will have to be on Shabbos. The Gemara points out l'dayin b'mayli shabta v'ligmur l'dina b'shabta v'liktli b'shabta ein ritzicha deiches haShabbos. If you will respond, so why is that a problem? Let's have the judgment on Erev Shabbos, and then if they're going to have a Gemara din l'chayv, they will have Alonis Hadin until the morning, and on Shabbos they'll paskin and they'll have a Gemara din and they'll say he's guilty, and then they'll actually execute him on Shabbos. Well, the Maisa said that can't be, as you can't kill a person on Shabbos. And Ayin Tesis points out Ein Ritzicha Deiches haShabbos B'Sreifa Nicha, that we understand why you can't kill someone and give someone Sreifa on Shabbos. Afil L'man Da'om Mekalka Bavara Pata D'Yesh B'Chil Shabbos Mishum Bishul Psila Da'om Mali Bishul Psila Mali Bishul Samanim, and therefore you're going to be Mechal Shabbos. That even according to the Manda Oma that holds that Mekalka B'Chabur is Pata, and certainly if you kill someone, then certainly you should be Pata, but over here it's considered Tikkun, as by receiving Mises Bezin, the person will receive a Kapara. And the Gemara continues, why can't we kill him on Matzah Shabbos? And the Gemara explains, Neged HaShemesh B'inan, as on Daf Lamed Daf Mem Beis, the Gemara already taught us, based on the Pasuk in Balak, of Vehuka Yisom Hashem, Neged HaShemesh, that Mises Bezin must be done during the daytime. And the Gemara continues to explain that if you're going to tell me that you should have the Din Torah on Friday, then if you want to paskin is guilty, you'll do Alonis Hadin and you'll have the Gemara Din on Shabbos itself. And then since you can't kill a person on Shabbos, v'liktle b'chabbos shabta, so you'll wait to kill him and you'll execute him on Sunday, nimsa'atim anas dinoi, but you're holding back his execution. And the halacha is that once we paskin that a person is chayiv Mises Bezin, then we have to give him Misa on the same day. The Gemara still doesn't give up, as in Dainu B'Mayla Shabta, why don't we say that we should do the Din Torah on Erev Shabbos, V'nigbre B'Chabbos Shabta, then if there's a possibility that we'll actually have a Gemara Din, that he's going to be guilty, then instead of only having Alonis Din for one night, and having the Gemara Din on Shabbos, but you'll actually wait two nights, and you'll do the Gemara Din on Sunday, and you'll be able to kill him on Sunday as well, and why shouldn't that be an option? And the Gemara answers that that is also not an option, as Minshu Tamayu, as the Dayanim may forget their reasoning as to why they paskin this person is guilty. And after Gav the Shnei Sefer Yadayanim Oynu Mfneim V'Kaisin Divir HaMizakim V'Divir HaMchaibin, and even though we already quoted from the Mishnah Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis that there were two stenographers in Bezdin and they would write down which Dayan said that he's innocent, and what their reasons were, and which Dayan said that he's guilty, and what their reasons were. If so, we should be able to wait until Sunday, even if they will say that they forget their reasoning, but we'll be able to read them back, whatever the court stenographer wrote down. And the Gemara explained, the Hidu Puma Kasvin, Liba de Inshi Inshi, Hilkach Leafsha, that although the stenographer is able to capture exactly what each Dayan said out with their mouth, however, certainly the Dayan was thinking and had other thoughts, and those thoughts didn't necessarily get translated into a document, and therefore there's still a possibility they'll forget certain reasoning as to why he said this person is guilty. It could be that if they would have the Gemar Din on Shabbos, then he would remember his reasoning, and he may have actually changed his mind and passing that this person is innocent. Now that we waited until Sunday, so the Dayan will forget his reasoning, and therefore he won't change his mind, and it could therefore come out that this person would be found guilty, even though this Dayan may have changed his mind and passing that he's innocent. And that's why Mishnah taught us that since Din Nefasha is B'yem Shalach L'Chayva, and there's a requirement to have Halonis Adin, Lefikach in Dunim Leber of Shabbos V'Leber of Yotiv, Ayn Rashi who's bothered that how could the Gemara have a Habmina that would have Halonis Adin for 2 days if we just stated that there's a problem of waiting and Nimsa Atam Anas Dinoi, and Zok Rashi calls Man Shalai Nigma Adin, Loi Havi In Adin, the Chol Shah Mitzap Latzola, as until we actually pass on this person is guilty, there is no issue of Inu Adin because the person is always hoping they will actually be found to be innocent. Aval Kishinigmar, Kol Yoy Mitzap L'Misa V'Havi In Adin, but at that point it becomes a psychological burden on the person, and therefore we have to kill him on the same day. And the Gemara continues that we just mentioned that Mises Bezin is not Deich Shabbos. The Gemara will begin with a different Shaila, and ultimately we'll get into this point. The Gemara will ask that Mises Bezin should be Deich Shabbos, but the Gemara begins Amalei Rish Lakish Rabbi Yechran, the Rish Lakish is Rabbi Yechran, with Hey Kfuras Mes Mitzvah Deich Shabbos Mikal V'Chema, and the Kfur of a Mes Mitzvah should be Deich Shabbos based on the Kal V'Chema, and the Kal V'Chema would be as follows. That just like we know that avoid is Deich Shabbos, and as we know that we brought a Kor Musaf for every single Shabbos, as the Pasuk states, and we also know that the Talmud was brought every single day, including Shabbos, and even though avoid is so Chomor, and even so, but we still know that a Kfur of Mes Mitzvah is Deich Avodah, based on the Psukim and Pashas Nosai that speak about a Nazir, and the Pasuk tells us that a Nazir cannot become Tamei Mes, and as the Pasuk states, Kol Yomei Hazir Lashem Al Nefesh Mes Le'Avoy, then the Pasuk states, La'aviv Le'imoy La'achiv La'achiso Lo'yi Tamal Ha'b'meisam Kineza Le'kov Ha'reishai, and we've already explained the Braisa in detail in Mesechtes Brachos and Mesechtes Megillah and Mesechtes Nazir. L'maisa, since the Torah already stated that the Nazir cannot become Tamei Le'mes, so certainly the Torah didn't have to tell us that he can't become Tamei to Aviv Imoy Achiv La'achisai, and therefore all the words of this Pasuk are extra, and the Braisa goes through all these words. Because the Pasuk states La'aviv, so we learn out that he's only can't be mitami to his father, but he can be mitami to a Mes Mitzvah. When the Pasuk says the extra word Le'imai, so we learn out, even if this Nazir is also a Kayin, and therefore he has two Kedushais, although he can't be mitami to his father or mother, but he can still be mitami to a Mes Mitzvah. And when the Pasuk tells us the extra word La'achiv, the Pasuk is telling us that if this Nazir is also a Kayin Gadol, so although he can't be mitami to any of these Mesim, but even so he could still be mitami to a Mes Mitzvah. Finally, the Braisa continues and speaks about the extra word La'achisai, and as our Gemara continues, La'achisai matam olema, so what does the extra word La'achisai come to teach us? And the Braisa tells us, let's say there was a Nazir who's also a Kohen Gadol, and he's now going to Shecht the Korban Pesach, which we know is a major mitzvah, as L'maisa, if he doesn't Shecht the Korban Pesach, he could be Chayav Karis, or he's traveling in order to do Milah on his son. And once again, if someone doesn't have Milah, they could be Chayav Karis. And we continue on Daf Lam and Heim Abayz, and then he heard that one of his seven kravim died, Yochel Yitama, so one may think that he could be Mitame, so Amrit Lo Yitame, and therefore the Torah has to tell us that he can't become Tame to his sister or any of the seven kravim, Yochel Kashem Shein Mitame Lachisa, Kachin Mitame Lames Mitzvah, but one may think that just like he can't be Mitame to his sister, so a Nazir that's a Kohen Gadol that's going to Shechta Karan Pesach or to be Malish's child, that he can't be Mitame to a Mes Mitzvah, Tamalay Malachisai, and therefore the Torah tells us that he only cannot be Mitame to his sister, but he can be Mitame to a Mes Mitzvah. La'chayis v'ein Mitame, Avon Mitame to a Mes Mitzvah. And Ayin Rashi explains, Ulamed, Afal Pishiyesh of Kedusha Habe, V'iskein Mitzvah, and even so, La'chayis who the Hizakosav, Shalei Litame, Avon Mitame to a Mes Mitzvah. And therefore, we see from this Gemara that Kfuras Mes Mitzvah can even be Deicha Avodah, and you won't bring your Karan Pesach. And therefore, Ish Lakish Esra Beichran, that Lacher, based on this, we should have a Chavachema, that Shabbos Shenitcha is Mepnei Avodah, and Yedin Shtei Kfuras Mitzvah, Deicha. Chayisa, that if so, since Shabbos is more kal relevant to Avodah, as Avodah is Deicha Shabbos, so certainly if Kruas Mes Mitzvah is Deicha Avodah, then certainly Kruas Mes Mitzvah should be Deicha Shabbos. And the Gemara continues, Amalei Rabbi Yechon responded to Rish Lakish, Ritzicha Techiach, She Deichas Avodah, Ve'ina Deichas Shabbos, that since the Gemara will teach us that although Mises Bezin is Deicha Avodah, but even so, it's not Deicha Shabbos, therefore we see that not everything which is Deicha Avodah will be Deicha Shabbos, therefore your Kabbal Chayim is not valid. We can't learn that Kfura of a Mes Mitzvah should be Deicha Shabbos. And Rashi points out, Ritzicha Techiach, She Deichas Avodah, Dechsiv, and as the Pasuk states, Me'im Mizbechi Techachan Alamus, Shem Hayi Koyin Ritzach, that if a Koyin killed someone and they want to judge the Koyin, Vereitzel Avoyin and wants to do Avodah, Mavina Isalidim Mebezin, then we bring him to Bezin to judge him, Uvachli Uduim Al Mizbech Mamish, but they can't take him off the Mizbech in Kfa Hischel if he already started to be Makavan Mizbech, Dechsiv, Me'im Mizbechi, Voleim Al Mizbechi, that we only take him away from the Mizbech, but not from on top of the Mizbech. But the Maisa we see that Ritzichas Bezdin is going to be Deicha Avodah. And the Gemara continues and asks that L'chayr Rabbi Yechon's Teretz is totally dependent on the fact that Mises Bezdin is not Deicha Shabbos. And the Gemara asks Ritzicha Gufa Titchas Shabbos Mekavu Chayma, that why don't we learn that Ritzicha itself and Mises Bezdin should be Deicha Shabbos based on a similar Kavu Chayma of Rish Lakish, that Ma Avodah should Deicha Shabbos, that just like Avodah which is Deicha Shabbos, Ritzicha Deicha Yisa. And even so, based on the pasuk of Mizbechi Techen Alamos, we learn that the Ritzicha is Deicha Avodah. And as we pointed out, that the pasuk of Mishpatim states, Me'im Mizbechi Techen Alamos, She Shabbos She Nitcheis Mepnei Avodah, and Yedin Shtei Ritzicha Deicha Yisa. And therefore, since Avodah is Deicha Shabbos, as more chomer than Shabbos, certainly if Mises Bezdin is Deicha Avodah, then certainly it should be Deicha Shabbos. However, the Gemara tells us, Am Rava, that Rava explains that in Chinami you may have a Kavu Chayma, but in Maisa we actually have Xeris HaKosov, which teaches us that executing someone and Mises Bezdin is not Deicha Shabbos, as Kva Poska Tanzvei Rabbi Shmuel, as this was already taught us in the Brisa that was taught in the Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, the Tanzvei Rabbi Shmuel, that the Pasuk in Vayakal states, Lo Yisuvaru Eish Bechol Moshvei Seichem B'yoyim HaShabbos, and the Brisa is, Lo Yisuvaru Eish Matam Aloyma, and Rashi explains that the Havamin of Gemara is that since the Pasuk in Pashas Yisrael in the Aseres HaDibreis already tells us, Lo Yisasa Kol Malacha, that includes all Lamates Malachais, and why would the Torah now have a separate Pasuk to teach us the Issav Avar on Shabbos? And because this is Gemara's Havamina, so the Gemara is Matam Aloyma, that was the Shaila of the Brisa, as Ilu Rabbi Yisi Lav Yotzes, Ilu Rabbi Nosson L'Chalak Yotzes, and we know that this question was already a question that was answered by Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Nosson, and they had a Machlekes, as since the Pasuk is in this extra Pasuk of Lo Yisvaru Eish B'chol Meishu Yisechem, Rabbi Yisi holds that the Torah is being Mechadish to us, that although someone is Iva on any of the other Lamates Malachais, then they would be Chayiv Kores, and they would be Chayiv Skila. However, if someone is Iva on the Issav Avar on Shabbos, then the Torah is telling us that it's only an Issa Lav, and you would not be Chayiv Kores or Skila. Rav Nosson holds that certainly if a person is Iva on the Issav Avar, then if he does so B'shogeg, he'd be Chayiv Kores, and if he does so B'mezid, he'd be Chayiv Skila. And the reason why the Torah mentions Lo Yisvaru Eish B'chol Meishu Yisechem and speaks about Havar by itself is in order to teach us that all the Lamates Malachais are considered their own separate Yisurim. For example, if someone doesn't realize that it's Shabbos and he's Iva on all Lamates Malachais, he'll be Chayiv to bring 39 Chatais. And as the Gemara continues and brings the Brisa that brings the Machlekes between Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Nosson, as Kiditanya, as we learned to the Brisa, that since the Pasuk states, Lo Yisvaru Eish B'chol Meishu Yisechem, so Havar L'Lav Yotze is Divrei Rabbi Yisi, and Rabbi Nosson Oymer L'Chalak Yotze, and as we have previously explained, and as Rashi explains, either Rabbi Yisi L'Lav Yotze is Mechlal Shah Malachais, Loim L'Chosh Yim B'Karas V'Skila El L'Lav Ba'alma, and according to Rabbi Nosson L'Chalak Yotze is Menachlal L'Lamid Al Klal Kula Yotze, Shalai Toima Son L'Chol Malachas B'Ol Malachas Ein Echai V'Lachas, L'Kach Yotze Zu L'Hakish L'Az Kol HaKlal, V'Loim L'Chom Mazu Miyuchad Shih Ab Malachah V'Chayav L'Lam B'Fnei Atzma, Shwe Hizel L'Lel L'Lab B'Fnei Atzma, Av Kol Shih Ab Malachah Chayav L'Lam B'Fnei Atzma. Therefore, that can't be Pshah in the Tanrei Rabbi Shmuel, Elam Ravan, therefore Ravan himself explains, Tana Meshavis Kashle, that in the Chinami, this Brisa was asking about the extra word Meshavis, and the Gemara now explains why the word Meshavis is extra, as Meshavis Mat Hamalema, as L'Chir, when discussing the Issav Avar on Shabbos, the word Meshavis Sechem seems to be inappropriate, and as the Gemara explains, that Mechtei Shabbos Chavis HaGofi, that since the Issav Shabbos is a Chavis that's Mutal on every single person, V'Chavis HaGof, Nohegas, Bein Ba'arz, Bein Ba'chutzarz, we have a cloud that when there's a mitzvah that's a chayvus haguf, then it's noig both in Eretz Yisrael as well as in Chutz Laretz, and therefore my shoy is the kasrachman alamli. So why would the Torah state which is mash? mashma that the Issa Avara only applies in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz Laaretz. And is regarding this word of Moshe Seichem that the Brisa explains, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amar Talmud Echad, that the Talmud said over the name of Rabbi Shmuel, Zalpi Shenema, since the Pasuk B'negiya Skila in Pashkis Yese states, Kiyya B'ish Chet Mishma Mavis B'humas V'salisa Yisai Ala'etz, Shamei Ani B'im B'chol B'im Shabbos. So one may think that when a Bezdin is giving Mises Bezdin, then they have a right to do so, and it won't make a difference if it's during the weekday or on Shabbos, and the mitzvah of Mises Bezdin would be Deicha Shabbos, and even though you're being Oiva on one of the Surim of Shabbos and one of the Lamates Malachis, you could still do so on Shabbos. V'hamani Mikayim Chalda Moisumas, and Lemaisa, what we do with the Pasuk and Pasuk V'yakal that states, U'shmatim is the Shabbos, Ki Kodesh Yilachem Chalda Moisumas, Ki Chalda Isaba Malacha, V'nichusa Nevashi Mikarava Me'a, and it would therefore seem that it would be also to perform Mises Bezdin on Shabbos, and it would not be Deicha Shabbos. And the Brisa explains that that Pasuk was only speaking about other Malachis and not speaking about killing someone and doing Mises Bezdin, as certainly that would be Deicha Shabbos, or maybe the Torah is telling us that Mises Bezdin is not Deicha Shabbos. Talmud Lomer, that's why the Pasuk in Pashas V'Yakel states, Leisuvaru Eish B'chom Eish V'Seichem, and in Pashas Masei, the Torah tells us, Legabi, someone that kills someone, and it's Chai Mises Bezdin, and the Torah states, V'hayu Eil Lachem, L'chukas Mishpal L'Deir Seichem, V'chol Mesh V'Seichem, and the Torah uses Lashon Mesh V'Seichem as well. Therefore, we learn, Ma'am Meshav V'Seichem, Allah and Bezdin, that just like in Pashas Masai, when the Torah uses Lashon B'chol Mesh V'Seichem, it's referring to Mises Bezdin, and Ap Meshav V'Seichem, Khan Bezdin, and similarly in Pashas V'Yakel, when the Torah uses Lashon B'chol Mesh V'Seichem, it's also referring to Mises Bezdin. Even so, V'am Rachmana Loisavaru Ish B'chol Mesh V'Seichem, that it would be also for Bezdin to do Shreifa on Shabbos, even it would be for Mises Bezdin. Therefore, Rava points out that you can't bring me a Kal V'Chaimer, that Ritzichas Bezdin and Mises Bezdin should be Deicha Shabbos, based on the Kal V'Chaimer, as this Gzeiras HaKasa that teaches us, Mises Bezdin is not Deicha Shabbos, and once we see that Mises Bezdin is not Deicha Shabbos, so Rabbi Yechon's Teretz Reish Lakish is now valid. As Rabbi Yechon pointed out to Reish Lakish, the Ritzicha will prove that your Kal V'Chaimer is not valid, because although it's Deicha Avoda, it's still not Deicha Shabbos. Therefore, although bearing of a Mes Mitzvah is Deicha Avoda, bearing of a Mes Mitzvah would still not be Deicha Shabbos. Ayin Rashi do Maschel Chayvus Agufi Chayvah Hamutalis Al HaAdam. That's referring to any obligation that's mutal on the person, and for example, like Tefillin or like Shabbos, Ve'inu Mutalis Al Kaka, and it's not based on Kaka. Kagoyin Mitzvah Shvius V'loy Al Piris Kaka Kagoyin Olo Klayim Uchumus Maisis V'Tanam Perak Hamadudushin Kol Mitzvah Tuli Ba'aretz Klayim Al Kaka Purisera Ainu Nehegas Al Ba'aretz V'Chol She'inu Tuli B'Kaka Bein Ba'aretz Bein Chutz La'aretz V'Yalf Me'Avidizara Ayin Shom. And our Gemara now continues. Om Abaya, Abaya explains, Hashe da Amrit in Ritzicha Deiches HaShabbos. And now that we just proved from the word B'chol Meshvei Seichem that even Mises Bezdin is not Deiches Shabbos, in Ritzicha Deiches HaVeida Mekal V'Chema, then Mises Bezdin would not be Deich HaVeida based on the Kal V'Chema. Therefore, we should learn from the Pasuk and Pashmi Shbatim of Mizbechit Chen Olamos that performing Mises Bezdin will be Deich HaMises Bezdin. And as Abaya explains, Uma Shabbos Shenitches Mepnei HaVeida in Ritzicha Deich HaYisa, the Madach Shabbos, which is so Kal, that is pushed off based on Avoda, and as we mentioned, that we bring a Korban Musaf on Shabbos, and we also bring the Korban Tamid every single day, including Shabbos. Even so, we just brought a Pasuk that Mises Bezdin is not Deicha Shabbos, so Avoda she Deicha Shabbos, and it didn't Shleit Hei Ritzicha Deicha Isa, and therefore, since Avoda, which is so Chomer, so it's even Deicha Shabbos, so if Avoda could be Deicha Shabbos, and Shabbos is Deicha Mises Bezdin, and certainly that Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, at least the Korban Siba, should be Deicha Mises Bezdin. Abai continues, but the Ma'aseh, the Pasuk tells us that you should take a coin away from the Avoda, and therefore clearly we see from the Pasuk that Mises Bezdin is Deicha the Avoda. And Abai explains that in the Chanami Yahu, the Korban Yochid Leidachi Shabbos, that in the Chanami, when the Pasuk tells us Mises Bezdin is Deicha Avoda, that is only referring to a Korban Yochid, and the only time that Mises Bezdin will be Deicha Avoda is only relevant to a Korban Yochid, since the Zman for that Korban Yochid is not Bay B'yayim, and it can be brought on any day. Therefore, Mises Bezdin will be Deicha a Korban Yochid. However, if a Kohen is involved in a Korban Tzibah, then in a Chanami, you would not take him away from performing the Avoda of a Korban Tzibah. The Avoda of a Korban Tzibah would be Deicha Mises Bezdin. And the Gemara now continues, Amar Rava, that Rava will explain, we can't say that based on a Kal V'Chaimer, so a Korban Tzibah would be Deicha Avoda, as if you would say so, then L'Chay we would have a Kal V'Chaimer, that a Korban Yochid will also be Deicha Avoda. And if we would make such a Kal V'Chaimer, then we would no longer be able to use the pasuk of im mizbechi to Chachan Lamas to teach us any din. Therefore, it must be that when the Torah tells us Chachan Lamas, the Torah is teaching us Gzeiras HaKasev, that even if you'll have a Kavu Chayma and you want to say that Avodah of a Korban Tzibor or a Korban Yochud should be Deicha Mises Bezdin, but we can't say that as the Torah tells us specifically Chachan Lamas, and it doesn't make a difference if someone is in the middle of performing a Korban Yochud or even if he's performing a Korban Tzibor. The din is that you take him away from the Mizbeach. We would take him in front of the court in order to paskin if he's chai misa. And the way that we just explained what Rav will tell us is based on the Baal Taisa Amid, and the Gemara now explains Rav's point, as Rav explains, once you are telling me that there is a Kavah Chayma in order to teach us that if a person is performing a Korban Tzibor, then that would be Deicha Mises Bezin, and if so, we would also have a Kavah Chayma that Mises Bezin is not Deicha Korban Yochid, and if a person is involved with a Korban Yochid, then we will not take them to Bezin in order to determine if they're Chai Misa. And Rashi points out that this Kavah Chayma that will be brought by Rava is only based on the Manda Omed that holds that the Dharma and the Davis are craving Beyontiv, and the Gemara will explain this point at the end of the Gemara as well. We continue on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, and Rava brings us the Kavah Chayma in order to show that even a Korban Yochid should be Deicha Mises Bezin, and the Kavah Chayma would be as follows, that my Yontiv should nitcha and play Korban Yochid ain Ritzicha Deicha Yisa, that since we know that a person can even bring a Korban Yochid on Yontiv, and even so you can't perform Mises Bezin on Yontiv, and Korban Yochid should Deichas Yontiv, and therefore if a Korban Yochid which is Deicha Yontiv ain din Shleiter Ritzicha Deicha Yisa, then certainly if a person's in the middle of performing a Korban Yochid, then we should not take him to Bezin. Mises Bezin should not be Deicha Korban Yochid. And Rashi is bothered that how do we know that Ritzicha and Mises Bezin is not Deicha Yontiv, as maybe Ritzicha is only not Deicha Shabbos, but maybe it would be Deicha Yontiv, as Yontiv is more kal than Shabbos, as is only innocent lav and not Issacharis. And Rashi explains, based on the Mishnah Masechta Megillah that states, Ein ben Yontiv l'Shabbos el eichel nefesh bilvad, therefore the same dinim apply to Yontiv just like they apply to Shabbos. And clearly Mises Bezin is not Deicha the Issa of Yontiv. And the Gemara continues that although we already explained this point when we brought this down from Rashi, but the Gemara now makes the point that Rava now explains that although I made this Kavah Chayma Hanich L'Manda Oma in the Dharma Dov is Krei Yontiv, that this Kavah Chayma would not work out according to the Manda Oma that holds that a person cannot bring the Dharma Dov is on Yontiv, and therefore I wouldn't be able to say my Yontiv should nitchum and play Korban Yochid, as will feed this Manda Oma that's not correct, as the Korban Yochid is not the Yich Yontiv, El Manda Oma and the Dharma Dov is Krei Yontiv my Klemema. But my question to Abaya is based on the Manda Oma that holds that the Dharma Dov is all Krei Yontiv, and therefore I would have this Kavah Chayma, and therefore if Abaya is correct that we could learn a Kavah Chayma, then L'chayr the Kavah Chayma should also apply B'negei HaKorban Yochid, and if so, how would we explain the Pasuk of M'mizbechit HaKorban Lamas, as we pointed out from the bottom Taisis, as well as the bottom Rashi on Daf Lamed Hei Rabbeis, and therefore Rav's point Abai is that it must be that when the Torah tells us M'mizbechit HaKorban Lamas, it's actually teaching us Gzeiras HaKasev, that this Kavah Chayma doesn't apply, and it doesn't make a difference if a Kohen is actively involved in a Korban Yochid or a Korban Tzibor, and in all cases, we will remove the Kohen from doing the Avodah, and we will take him to Bezdin in order to determine if he's Chai Misa. And as the Gemara continues, Elam Rava, and therefore Rav explains, that certainly according to the Manda Omer that holds the Dharma Dov is Kriyim Biyontiv, and therefore, just like Abaya brought a Kavah Chayim B'negei HaKorban Tzibor, so we would have a Kavah Chayim B'negei HaKorban Yochid as well, and therefore the entire Pasuk Mizbechi would not apply. Therefore, it must be Gzeiras HaKasev that the Torah is telling us Mises Bezin is Deicha Korban Yochid as well as the Korban Tzibor. El Afilu Manda Omer and Dharma Dov is in Kriyim Biyontiv, and even according to the Manda Omer, then the Dharma Dov is not Korban Biyontiv, and therefore there would not necessarily be a Kavah Chayim that while performing a Korban Yochid, that should be Deicha Mises Bezin. But Zok Rava Hoksim im Mizbechi, Mizbechi am Yuchidli, Umay Niyu Tamid, but Lamaisa the Pasuk states, Me'im Mizbechi to Kechen Lamas, and by the fact that Terry used Lashon, Me'im Mizbechi from my Mizbeach, and it didn't just say Me'im Mizbeach, it must be referring to that Korban which is Miyuchid to Hashem, and as Rashi explains, the Hainu Tamid, Shu Ika Kola Kabonais, even so, Amrachmana, Me'im Mizbechi to Kechen Lamas, that the Gzeiras HaKasev is teaching us that even if a Kohen is in the middle of performing a Korban Tzibor, that the din is that it's not going to be Deicha Mises Bezin. Bezin would take the Kohen that was suspected of killing someone to Bezin in order to paskin if he's Chai Miso or not. And Ayin and Taisis and Daf Lamed Hema Beis who points out that Afil Insham Kohen Haroy Lavoid is Avoid in Nidochis, and even if there's no other Kohen that's Roy to do Avoidah, even so we be Deicha Aveda, and we would take the Kohen and we would bring him to Bezdin in order to pass him his Chai Misa. And before we finish, let's point out that although we mentioned the top Rashi and Daf Lama Vav Mun Aleph, Eru Tzicha Deicha Yisai, De'im Bin Yontel Shabbos, El Eichel Nefesh Bel Vad, however, Ayin Taisis at the top of the Amid, we ask, Vin Taimim Noli, Dlei Dachi Vitzicha Yontiv, Hafilu Shabbos Dachia, Ilam Mishim Dachsiv, Bechol Mesh Viseichem, Uvi Yontiv Loik Siv, Ayin Shom. Certainly, based on the fact that Taisis asked this question, you see clearly that there's a Yisaitis Dikam Machlekis between Rashi and Taisis as to the Gedorim of the Yisuru Shabbos versus the Yisuru Yontiv, Ayin Shom, and we will stop over here.